What's going on, DFS Army? Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg here. Going to talk about today's NBA four-game main slate. Starts 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, Sunday NBA can be a little crazy, but I think we can navigate through this and have some winners. Last night was great. The core was fantastic last night. Core of Lillard, Howard, Cantor. Those guys all smashed, of course, the help with McCollum going out. But I think we could jump right back in this and hit it. A lot of people focus on NFL on Sunday, so there can be an edge. If you don't mind, hit the subscribe button to this channel. Help me push for that 1,000 subscriber goal. I'd really appreciate it. Hit the thumbs up if you don't mind. And if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over there. Sign up. Use promo code CASHKEG. Save yourself 10%. We got all the sports going on today in there. The chat is hopping all morning already. Made adjustments to the NFL projections. And let's just dive into this four-gamer real quick. All right. First game on tap, Philly at OKC. 219.5 over under. Philly favored by 3. We'll go through injury news. Again, I'll talk about pricing both FanDuel and DraftKings as we go through this thing. But the big injury news here on Philly again is Joel Embiid is out. So we're going to get, again, Dwight Howard's going to be chalk again. He put up a 40-burger yesterday. He's a guy you're just going to really start with in your lineups here. Seth Curry is again, out as well, doing the whole COVID protocol. So we're going to see probably Maxey starting again and Milton coming off the bench. I talked about Milton yesterday in the pod. He's the guy that I want in that second unit. He can put up big points. Mike Scott's out as well. Korkmaz, you know, these guys don't matter like him. He's out. But let's just start on this Philly side. With Embiid out, Simmons 8,600, same price he was yesterday. I think he's another core play you can throw in here against this OKC team. So I have no problem just plugging him in. I like him, usually running him at the small forward position because you can play him there. Like I said, Shake Milton 5,900, love this play as well. I prefer him over Maxey. We look at price over on FanDuel. Simmons is 8,300. Again, really good play over there. I love Simmons. You know, Tobias Harris, 7,500. I have no problem going right back to the well here. He's priced up a little bit more at 7,800 on DraftKings. I would much rather just go to Simmons here on DraftKings. Milton is 6K on FanDuel. So I think that's still a fair price to play for him. And I don't mind playing both Milton and Simmons in the same lineup because, if Milton starts, then I don't want to do that. But if he's off the bench, then I have no problem doing that. And again, Dwight Howard, 4,800. You're just going to play this guy. He started yesterday for no Embiid. 34 minutes, put up 39 DraftKings points. 2 points away from a double-double. Otherwise, that would have been probably close to 42, 43 points. And again, against OKC, they're not going to have Horford. They're going to be running a rookie out there and Roby. And Baisley, you know, is going to be out there as well. So love Howard. He's definitely going to be a core play today. Danny Green, 4,900. Again, I can't really get there. 5,200 on FanDuel. I'm sorry, 5,200 on DraftKings. 4,900 on FanDuel. Can't really get there. Tony Bradley at 3,700. Only saw 9 minutes. I figured he would see a few more minutes, but they didn't. They run Howard out there a ton. I think in your 150 pool, you can still play him out. You can still play him. But again, with these cheap guys, that's what you're risking, you know. In cash, you just play Howard, and again, 4,800 is just way too cheap, especially if he's going to see 30 minutes. So if Bradley can hit 18 minutes, I like him. And maybe in big field tournaments, you go there, but not your single entry or cash game. So again, if I had to prioritize this on DraftKings, it would definitely be Simmons, Howard, and then I would look at Milton and then Harris for the guys that I would look at. And same thing with FanDuel. I think it's Howard is 4,400 on FanDuel. He's basically a lock button on the slate. And then Milton, Simmons, and then Harris are all in play. And I don't mind playing four of them guys as well. On the OKC side, let's slide over here a little bit and see what we got for injury news. Injury news, Al Horford, again, is still out. We saw Roby start last time. Roby is 4,200 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is 4,200. He's going to be another core play for me. He got in a little bit of foul trouble early in this game, the last game that he played. But again, he saw 26 minutes. She only shot 50% from the field, but put up 24 fantasy points. You will take that. He fouled out this game close going into OT, so he had some foul trouble. There's 30, 40-point upside here. So this is where I'm power forward And I love that he's power forward eligible. You just throw him in your initial lineup here. Like, Roby and Howard are just too cheap. These guys should be in the 6K range, not the 4K range. He's 4,200 on FanDuel as well. Again, starting, no foul trouble. He has a shot at 30 or 40 fantasy points with a floor of, I think, 20. So his floor is like 5 to 6X, I think. So easily throw him in here. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 8,300 on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel. I think it's, you know, he's got a low floor, but he's got a ceiling. You know, against the Bulls, he put up 58, but the Lakers, he only put up 20. Spurs, he put up 33, but then Brooklyn, he put up 55. I think he's squarely in play on a four-game slate like this. I just prefer, if I'm making one decision in this game on a price up in the 8K, it's going to be Ben Simmons. We saw what yesterday, put up 44, close to a triple-double, so he'd been in close to 50, would have hit that triple-double, 36 minutes. So I would just rather the safety of Simmons, but in your GPP pool, no problem playing him there. Dort went off, man, last game against the Bulls, just a monster game. Again, I can only play this guy in tournaments. 32 minutes, you know, put up 40 minutes in that overtime game against Chicago, put up 46 fantasy points, 21 points, the six steals in one block, seven. So that right there is 14 fantasy points. So don't expect that every game, and that's what is going to boost his score up a ton. But 4,100 on FanDuel, it's going to play in the low 30 minutes, I think, is squarely in play. Same thing here. You know, going to get a few more rebounds. I prefer him on FanDuel, though, if I'm going to play, if he's going to get blocks and steals. But no one I'm trying to shove into my lineups here. Mike Muscala, again, 3,600. He should be playing the backup center minutes to Roby. Played 27 minutes. Again, I said Roby was in foul trouble, but put up 21 fantasy points here. For 3,600, you take that. So he's a guy you can kind of look at playing. Baisley at 5,700. He's 6,400 over on FanDuel. He should play in the low to mid-30s as well. He only played 28 minutes against Chicago, put up 20 fantasy points. Dort was doing a little bit more that game. But again, squarely in play. But my favorite play in this game is by far Roby. You can look at Amadou Diallo. He is an athletic freak at 4,800. Played 14 minutes, 11 points. Again, these are just real tournament plays. There's nobody that I'm just dying to play. For me, it's like Roby, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and those are my two favorite I would look here. All the rest of these guys are just tournament only. So I'm just going to throw Roby in this lineup and kind of move on. Next game we got is Utah at Denver. Denver favored by one, over under of 219. Let's look and see what news we have on the Utah side. Still looks like Jingling Joe Ingles is still out. So again, we're going to see a lot of Clarkson coming off that bench. Priced up though. He is 6,300 on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel, still way too cheap on FanDuel. He comes off going to get all that usage, more shots with no Ingles out there. And if you looked at his last four games, 31, 41, 23, and 40. Going up against Denver, which Denver's defense is not great. No problem playing Clarkson in cash or tournaments. Prefer him on FanDuel, no problem here on DraftKings as well. I still think that there's meat left on the bone. Same thing with Bojan Bogdanovic. Still too cheap on FanDuel. 4,300 on FanDuel. Should see low 30s minutes. That is just way too cheap for him. DraftKings priced up a little bit. 5,500. Going to see some more shots if you look at it. Clarkson's, you know, doing way better here than Bogdanovic. So if you're going to choose between the two, it's definitely Clarkson. And that's due because Bojan starts and he's got to fight that usage level against Conley. And Mitchell, so he's not going to get all the usage like Clarkson does when he comes off the bench. And this is where, you know, you don't always have to play the starter. So definitely look at Clarkson. And in this, I think you can, you know, Rudy Gobert, if you want to look at him at 8K on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings, not a place that I'm really looking to go. Mike Conley's fair price, 7,100 on DraftKings, priced up 7,100 or 7,400 on FanDuel. Again, I think these are good tournament options because I don't think a lot of people go there. Mitchell, 8,400 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. That's a fair price. But Mike Conley, I think Clarkson and Conley, just looking at price with a little bit of meat left on the bone on DraftKings, are my favorite. I'm going to slide Clarkson in here in this lineup as we just kind of walk through and build stuff. And then on FanDuel, by far, Clarkson and Bogdanovic are my favorite, and then Conley would be the third one. Just price looking, because like I said, Bogdanović at 4,300 is just too cheap, and I don't mind pairing him and Roby together. Let's look at on the Denver side and see what injuries we have going on over there. If you don't mind, before that, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, hit that subscribe button for me. Help me push that 1,000 subscribe mark before the end of this month. We're at about 750, so 250 to go. Help me get there. I'd really appreciate it. Hit that like button, man. If you like these videos, want me to keep pushing these things out, talking a little strategy, building some lineups for you, really appreciate it. And if you're not part of DFS Army, head on over there. Sign up, dfsarmy.com, promo code CashGig. Save yourself 10%. If you want a weekly pass, just to check us out, we got weekly passes now, so give one of those a look and check us out, answer some questions, help you out, win some money. But with that, Denver, Michael Porter Jr. is out. Again, COVID protocol with him. Gary Harris is probable. Again, hopefully Harris should play, and then hopefully some people aren't going to get, you know, screwed by Malone and try to play the Bulbul game, which, again, I would never would have went there. But it does hurt PJ Dozier as well. So with Gary Harris back, that just makes those guys not playable. But again, on the Denver side here, Jokic, man, the Joker is on a tear for MVP. The guy is averaging a triple-double, 24, 11, and 10. Insane. 64, 67, 47, 43, 63. Just putting up monster numbers, man. 11-2. If you're going to pay up for a guy, you could look at that. Problem is, Howard, point per dollar is going to be better than the Joker, but 11-2, no problem throwing him in there. I don't think he's going to be an absolute priority against Utah, but again, I don't mind, you know, throwing him in this lineup if you'd like to. I'm not going to throw him in this one, but definitely in play. Jamal Murray, you know, Gary Harris, 4,500 coming back. I guess you could look there, but I'm not really too excited about all this. With Gary Harris coming back, Will Barton at 6K, he's 6,100 on FanDuel. Like I said, Jamal Murray, 7,400 or 7K on DraftKings. If I was going to play him, I wouldn't play Joker, because if he's going off for 50 points, Joker's probably not hitting a ceiling of 60 to 70 that we need. So take that into consideration when you're making your lineups, to not, you know, make a rule to only play one of them together. And I'm just not in love with a lot of this team here at all. Like I said, with Gary Harris coming back, PJ Dozier is not that exciting. You know, he's not going to give me minutes. Bulbul is not even going to see the court. You know, maybe Paul Millsap, 4,600. You can look at him, 4,700 in tournaments. But again, Roby, I'd rather have him for cheaper. And same with Howard. So not a whole lot of love here. I guess if I'm picking one, it's Murray. And hopefully that has a ceiling game. But not too excited about attacking these guys. Let's move on here to the Pelicans at Sacramento. The Pelicans are favored by 2.5. 226.5 over under. Let's see what the injury news here. Again, it's just Lonzo Ball is out. He's going to be out for a while. We did see Bledsoe play last game, and the interesting thing was he came off the bench. We saw Nickeil Alexander-Walker start and still look good against the Lakers. Only played 20 minutes, got into foul trouble there, five fouls, put up 17 fantasy points in 20 minutes. Again, if he can see 25 or 30, he might be able to get there, but he is priced up. He is 7,900 on DraftKings, 5,100 on FanDuel, so no longer, you know, just a smash button play. But a guy you look at, if he does start, I am have some interest there against Sacramento, because Sacramento is a bad team. But again, Brandon Ingram at 8,800 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel. Love him against Sacramento. Again, this team is so damn bad. Zion Williamson at 8,100, 7,700 on FanDuel, squarely in play as well. You could even look at Adams, you know, a little pricey at 6,200 here, but 5,800 on FanDuel. But again, it's on FanDuel, it's going to be so hard to get away from Howard. I don't think you're going to go there. I'll probably hit the lock button on Howard. Bledsoe at 5,500, Josh Hart, 5,100. They're all kind of like, I don't know if I love these plays. I think for me, it's just Brandon Ingram here. I'm going to throw him in this lineup. I think he's going to see all the usage anyways. Going to play high minutes. He just looked unbelievable. You know, only put up 36 against the Lakers in a loss. They lost by 20. The Clippers, he put up 36. That's when Nickeil Alexander Walker just went completely off. So not a guy you have to smash him, but a guy we can look at. Again, Zion Williamson, Sacramento is going to have nobody for this guy. Maybe we look at throwing him in this lineup. 34 minutes, the last two, put up 43 and 39. So a guy that we can absolutely look at and playing in here. Maybe I'll throw him in this lineup and just kind of see for salary savings, but it'd be one of those two. Again, I think you can look at Alexander Walker if he starts again, but we might not know this until lock, but just keep that in mind. Let's look on the Sacramento side, see what we got going over here. Bagley is questionable. He's got a sore left wrist. So if he's out, we could see maybe Barnes maybe moves to the four and maybe see Halliburton start, or maybe we see Bielitsa start over him and start at the four. We've seen that before, so we'll have to see what's going on with that. And then Whiteside is questionable as well. Doesn't really move the needle too much for me here. But again, on this Sacramento side, they got a 112 implied team total here. If, 7,900 for DraftKings for Fox, FanDuel 7,300. Again, we got Fox was so consistent for a while there. Only played 23 minutes, got just blasted by the Clippers, and that's why you saw 18 minutes. They just got run out of the gym. I don't think it's going to happen here. Hopefully it lowers his ownership. Love him on FanDuel at 7,300. That is just too stinking cheap. 7,900 is a little expensive, but I still think you can run him out there. He's got 40-point upside. But FanDuel, that is just a stupid price. 6,800 for Rashawn Holmes on FanDuel. Again, I think I'm running Howard, so I'm not going to need him. But 6,700 over here on DraftKings against the Pelicans, against Adams. I think he's squarely in play. He's got 40-point upside, especially if no Bagley's there. We could see a few more rebounds out of him. So he's a guy we could look at. And like I said, if Halliburton comes in the starting lineup with no Bagley and they move Barnes to the four, or they decide to start Bielitsa again at 3,200. He's a guy we can look at if he does start. He basically just shoots the three, but at 3,200, it does open up some salary. So we'll have to kind of see if that's something they do, or if they move Barnes to the four, maybe some more rebounds. 6,600 is expensive, but he's only 5,800 on FanDuel. He plays heavy minutes. Put up a 45 burger against Indiana 3 games ago, but 29, 23. He's pretty safe, but again, 6,600 is a big tag for him. Same with Halliburton, 6,400, pretty expensive. But they're more fair on FanDuel, 5,800 each. I think you can look at them. But on FanDuel, it's basically Fox all day long at that price. Heald is 5,100 on FanDuel, priced up to 6,800 on DraftKings. So on DraftKings, they priced all these guys up a ton, where I don't think there's a lot of meat left on the bone of any of them. So knowing that I have to play, but if I'm looking at DraftKings, it's probably Fox, but again, it's a tough pay for these guys. They are priced towards their ceiling, so knowing that I absolutely have to have. And you can say the same thing for the Pelican guys, besides maybe Bledsoe or Alexander Walker. So again, should be one of the higher scoring games on this four gamer, but also the guys are priced up. They're better to attack on FanDuel. Let's go over to Indy at the Clippers. Clippers favored by 6, over under of 219.5. We'll start on the Pacers side here. Caris LeVert, man. I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but he got traded from Brooklyn, and they actually found something on his kidney. So prayers up to him. Hopefully, it's nothing major, and they can help him out. And hopefully, the trade saved his life, man. Because you hate to see something like that. So he's not going to be playing today because of that. So we're going to see a ton of Brogdon, a ton of Sabonis. I think Brogdon's your cash guy you just throw into this lineup here. He's going to see all the usage in the world with him and Sabonis. Sabonis is 1,000 more. I have no problem with Sabonis here, even against the Clippers. But he is priced up towards his ceiling big time. I would much rather play 8,700 for Brogdon. But both guys are going to play high 30s minutes. You can play them together if you want to. I think that's a fine way to go. Again, Warner's been out for a while, so Justin Holiday, 4,600, some guy we can look at. There's upside there as well. He should play about 30 minutes. 4,200 on FanDuel, someone we can look at. We could see Aaron Holiday or Sumner join the starting lineup as well. I think they're guys we can look at. Sumner, 3,200, he could be a great source of value. 18, 17, 15, his last three. If he gets good run, If we see he's going to start and see 30 minutes or 25 minutes even, I like Sumner at 3,200. He kind of opens things up here. Aaron Holiday at 4,200. He's another guy that can open things up. 11, put up 42 against Golden State, but that's when Brogdon was kind of a bench that game. So you kind of have to take that game with a grain of salt. I'm going to throw Sumner in this lineup just to kind of say he's starting. And again, just kind of see what else we have to work with building a lineup like this as we go through each game. Turner, 7K is just too expensive for me. You don't want any part of that. Again, 7,400 FanDuel, I'm locked in. I don't need a center. So I think here you're looking at Brogdon, your Sabonis, and then you're looking at the cheap guards of Holiday. You could even look at McConnell, I guess, a little bit. It kind of screws things up. He's just basically going to play backup point guard to Brogdon, whereas Sumner and Aaron Holiday can play some shooting guards. So that's why I like them better. You know, McDermott's a little cheap, but Justin Holiday, 4,600, is a guy we can look at. But for me, it's Brogdon all day long here. Let's go on the clip side here. Clip side, we have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Ibaka. Let's see who's injured for the Clippers. Patrick Beverly is probable. Excuse me. Lou Williams is questionable. They were both out last game. Reggie Jackson saw the start, but with Pat Bev probably coming back, we're not going to see Reggie Jackson. Maybe he can run some of that second unit, which would be interesting. It's going to be all the Kawhi Leonard. 9,700 on DraftKings, 9,400 on FanDuel. Paul George, 9,500 on DraftKings. Way too expensive. 8,700 on FanDuel. But guys, you can look at if you want to bounce it back from Brogdon. You know, it's one of the pay-ups. Pat Bev at 4,800. No, thank you. He is 4,300 on FanDuel. I prefer him over there just as a cost savings if you want to. But it's basically the big two. If you want to look at Batum at 5,200 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel, you know, 23, 19, 26, 31, there is a little bit meat left on the bone, more so on, I think, on FanDuel with the blocks and steals. But Ibaka, 6K, I can't pay for that. So I'm not going to get too excited about this team in general. I think it's basically just Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and then maybe a little bit of Pat Bev on FanDuel. I guess we could look at on FanDuel, Marcus Morris is 3,800 on FanDuel. He's probably going to play high 20s minutes, 4K on DraftKings, 23, 12, 20. So there's some meat left on the bone with him to get there, especially if his shot's fallen. So we can look at a Morris, I guess, here. You know, Zubac just doesn't play the minutes for me. And then Luke Kennard, I can never get excited about, 4,100. Put up 32 against Sacramento, but we had no Pat Bev that game, no Lou Williams, and they absolutely just smashed him by 38. So he got some late run there. So, again, that's kind of how I see this four-game slate. Again, we got NFL all posted and ready to go over at DFS Army. You know, I'm going to work on some NBA here. And then who knows, man, if we get enough love, I might jump on and do a live show for some NBA and some NFL today, answer some questions. I really like that feedback, live feedback. I love the live show. So head on over to my Twitch, Cash Keg, and we'll do some live shows today, man. I'm really feeling it. And let's win some money. With that, I appreciate each and one of you, and let's win some money today. Deuces.